When thou wast transfigured on the mountain, O Christ our God, thou didst show thy glory to thy disciples, as far as they could bear it. Let thy everlasting light enlighten also us sinners, through the intercessions of the Mother of God, Giver of light. Glory to thee.
6th of August 2020, Father's Message, Part 38, Summary. We have come to an end of the reflections of the Father's message, and I very much hope that our Father words and the corresponding meditations have helped to make our Father's love for us more transparent and to invite us to give our response to his love. Nothing is more important than to fulfill the first commandment completely. And for this we need the love of our Father, which he offers us so richly, not to say lavishly. Let us briefly review once again what some of our Father's essential intentions are to communicate to all of us through Sister Eugenia and to build this work of love. The Father wants to make himself known as he really is. He wants false images of him to be corrected. Above all, it is necessary to understand his mercy and to recognize his will to be with men. God wants to be known, loved, and venerated, so that he can give to all men all that he has prepared for them. Next point, the Father wants to bring true peace to the people. The Word of Father says, when all mankind calls upon me and honors me, I will send to them the Spirit of peace, which will descend upon them like a refreshing dew. When all nations as such call upon and honor me, there will be no more discord and no more wars, for I am the God of peace, and where I am, there will be no war. And next point, God the Father desires that the Holy Church completes her liturgy. So the Word says, it is necessary to complete the liturgy in the Holy Church and to honor the author of this community in a very special way. It is also necessary to honor him who came to bring the community into being and to honor him whose soul he is. This is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As long as these three persons are not venerated by their own liturgical celebration in the Church and later in the whole of humanity, this community will always lack something. And next point. The Lord wishes that his love be known to all people and invites us to become apostles of his paternal love. The Word of himself, whether opportune or inconvenient, the whole world shall know that there is one God and Creator. If all the people who are far from our Catholic Church would hear about this Father who loves them and who is their Creator and God, if you would tell them about this Father who wants to give them eternal life, then a great part of these people would come to this their Father, even the most suborned among them. A last point. God the Father asks those who believe in him to seek souls in which he can dwell and to cooperate in this work of love. So the Word of the Father himself, seek souls who devote themselves to my glory and glorification and who gladly leave this resting place, our heart, to me. I am the true source of the law, and you shall be its reflection. because I come to reaffirm to you once again that this is a law of love, you should be apostles who are inflamed by love, seeking gentle and tender souls, so that my kingdom of love may spread among all people. This would also already be essential points for those who feel especially addressed by the message of the Father, and who would like to consciously cooperate in this work of love. Tomorrow, there should be the opportunity to turn to God the Father with a special prayer and ask Him to draw us more deeply to Himself and to make us more fruitful for His kingdom of love. So I will end with a word of Kyrie of Ars. O my God, if my tongue cannot say at every moment that I love you, I at least want my heart to repeat it as often as I breathe.
As today we celebrate the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord, when our Heavenly Father spoke the words, "This is my most beloved Son, to whom you should listen," we will hear the hymn of this feast in Latin.
Hic ille rex est gentium, plebisque rex iudait se. Promissus Abrahe patri, eiusque in evum semini.
Unc et prophetis testibus, is demque signatoribus, testator et pater iubet, et credere.
Gloria tibi Domine, quia paruisti hodie, cum Patre et Sancto Spiritu, in sempiterna secula. Amen.